Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of Focus with Policy TV. I'm Iberian Omoloju, and today we'll be shaking things up a little by focusing on the positive strides being made in the Nigeria's agricultural sector. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been discussing the challenges facing agriculture in Nigeria, and we've also proposed solutions. Today, we'll shift our focus to the notable improvements that are reshaping the agricultural sector, ensuring food security for Nigeria's citizens and creating opportunities for exports. But before we get into the positive development, let's address some pressing issues that have occurred. In February last month, Nigeria witnessed a nationwide protest as citizens voiced their concerns about hunger, economic hardship, and soaring living costs. Instances of food looting in Northeast and Abuja further highlighted the severity of the situation. The skyrocketing prices of essential commodities such as a bag of rice have placed immense strain on citizens. So, you begin to wonder how the poor masses are surviving. How are they able to afford food with the prices going through the roof? Now, thankfully, the government is working hard to ensure that this situation changes. The Central Bank of Nigeria has allocated 2.15 million bags of fertilizers and 100 billion naira to the Federal Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security to be distributed to farmers across the country. Now, this isn't a short-term solution to curb the surge in food prices. It signifies a long-term commitment to enhancing agricultural productivity. By providing essential resources to farmers, this initiative is laying the groundwork for sustained food security, ensuring a consistent and affordable food supply for citizens across the country. Also, the president has flagged off the Food Security and Agricultural Mechanization Program in Niger State. The aim of this initiative is for the deployment of agricultural machinery technology for large-scale agro-value chain development. This initiative is set to revolutionize the sector, boosting productivity, reducing post-harvest losses, and enhancing overall efficiency. These changes are poised to have a lasting impact, transforming the agricultural landscape for years to come. If you can also recall, to mark the celebration of women, the First Lady flagged off the Renewed Hope Initiative in Imo State to tackle poverty and empower women and youth in agriculture. This signifies a broader commitment to empowerment and inclusivity. By providing opportunities for women and youths to actively participate in agriculture, this initiative is sowing the seeds for long-term economic empowerment, social inclusion, and overall development of the agricultural sector. The impact of such empowerment initiatives is likely to reverberate across generations, fostering a more inclusive and equitable agricultural landscape. Now, these are just a few notable initiatives that have been implemented by the government towards ensuring food production in Nigeria. So as we recognize the strides being made in Nigeria's agricultural sector, it is imperative for the government and stakeholders to continue striving to ensure food security for all citizens. This can be achieved through concerted efforts to address the challenges facing the agricultural sector, such as poor land tenure systems, inadequate irrigation infrastructure, limited access to modern technologies, and high post-harvest losses. It is crucial for the government to prioritize policy interventions, investment in infrastructure, access to finance, and the adoption of modern farming techniques to boost agricultural productivity. Furthermore, stakeholders should actively engage in sustainable agricultural practices, support inclusive initiatives for women and youth in agriculture, and collaborate to improve market access and distribution channels. The journey towards ensuring food security in Nigeria is a collective responsibility that demands commitment from the government, stakeholders, and the society at large. By acknowledging the existing challenges and leveraging the progress made through recent initiatives, we can pave the way for a more food secure and prosperous nation. It's essential to remain dedicated to addressing the systemic issues impeding agricultural productivity and embrace sustainable, inclusive and innovative strategies to propel the sector forward. Thank you for joining in on this important topic. We hope that our discussion has provided valuable insights into the challenges, opportunities, and the critical need for a concerted action to ensure a food secure future for the nation. Join us again next time, same day, for more discussions. And don't forget to share this podcast and subscribe if you haven't. Till then, I remain your host, Mibran Omoluju, signing out.